Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to another Sweet Kicks Quick Reviews, and today's quick review is Dragoon by Lay Waste Games. And I have a special little thing today. I am not by myself. I have my amazing, beautiful wife with me, Crystal. Hi, Crystal.
His special little thing.
My special little thing.
That's my nickname.
No, but you guys have heard me talk about how I play a lot of the games I review with my wife and her thoughts on it, but I'm just like, why don't I just bring her on and have her express her own opinions? So, instead of me talking for you. But, as you know, that we talk about our first impressions of the game. So, I talked to the guys from Lay Waste Games when Dragoon was on Kickstarter. And I was super excited for them to send me a copy to review. And we got the box. And the one thing I really liked about the initial impression of this game and what kind of drew me to it as well as Kickstarter is I like the art style. How it's almost simplistic that it looks cool.
Right, so, like a minimalist style.
A minimalist, that's probably the correct term for it. So like, yeah, like a minimalist style. So, so I really like that. But
minimal artwork, but it still makes you feel like a dragon.
Yeah.
That's what I liked. Like, you still picture yourself laying waste to the city, you know, but it's simple where...
Well, I like how the dragons were more like, in the pictures, they kind of like... square-faced mm-hmm. instead of the traditional, like, lizard
yeah,
pointy
the artwork
face.
Was really
so
great.
It was kind of fun take on it. So we opened the box, and the really cool thing about this game is that it's not just regular, you know, little wooden meeples that you get in a lot of games, which are cool, don't get me wrong, but because of some of the stretch goals that they met on Kickstarter, that they made metal pieces. Over 50 different metal pieces. And so your dragon, your dragon's cave, your little claiming totems, and even the dice, the two dice that, two six-sided dice come with it are metal. And it was kind of fun. I've never actually rolled metal dice before.
And how did it feel?
It felt really cool. And I want some metal dice now.
Well, and I like how the box claims real gold inside, like...
Yeah.
I mean, it's a special game.
You're getting real gold. So, I really liked it. And it just felt good and hefty in your hand.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, since they're metal pieces, the weight of the box itself is kind of deceptive. Like, you're like, oh, it's just kind of a little box. And then you're like, oh, trying to pick it up. But,
see, and you talk about the metal being what stood out to you, but I loved how the game board was a piece of canvas.
Yeah, fabric.
And the artwork. Canvas. Personally, they're my favorite colors. I would hang it on my wall.
Yeah, no, it was
it's
really
beautiful.
Cool. It's like, well, and it's like a traditional looking map too. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you have the jagged edges for the mountains and the little triangle shapes for trees and stuff like that. Once again, kind of like that minimalist style,
yeah.
But it looked really cool. It looked like you were unfolding like a treasure map.
And then
in front of you. The
scorekeeping where you track the gold that you earn is on another. It's on the bag.
It's a packed bag. Yeah, it's a canvas bag. The scoreboard is, and they made it a bag so that those of you that maybe don't have a lot of space or you're traveling a lot with your games, that you can essentially just get rid of the box
right. Altogether
and put all the components in the bag that has the scoreboard on it.
Yeah, visually and storage wise, it's very clever.
Yeah. So let's jump into learning the game and playing the game. So it really only took me one read through of the rules, and that's what I traditionally do. I read it and then I try my best to explain it. But it took me one read through, and I was like, oh yeah, it was simple and very understandable to read. While we played, of course, you know, you always have to go back and be reminded for sure how to do things. But it was simple to find the answer. The booklet's not that big. It has cartoons in it, like little comics in it, showing the dragon destroying cities, or you know, the thief running off with treasure and things like that.
Right, and I am the kind of gamer that I am. Is I don't understand rules when they're told to me, I have to play the game. And usually by the time we played for an hour and a half, then I get it.
Yeah.
But this time, it only took me a few turns, and I already figured out.
I think you had it down.
I still lost, but I got it.
I think you had it down, like, after round two, basically.
Right, so I guess what I'm saying is it was simple, and the rules are simple.
Well, and I like the layout, because the canvas map is a grid system.
Right.
And so, you know, you roll randomly at the beginning of every round to place your villages that you can use in the game to acquire gold. And it was just, the rounds went very smoothly. The cards, you have cards that you can use to help you in your turns. Those were simple to understand and use. The artwork on those, once again, was really cool. And I had a blast. I had a blast playing it.
Right. Well, the whole time I was thinking, we need to get my brother over here to play this.
Right.
So that's a good sign that, like, I really want to play it again.
Well, I was trying to get a guys' night together, but, you know, my guy friends, you know, they were busy over the weekend. So
you had to spend time with
your wife. I had to spend time with my wife. No, she's my number one review buddy. But, no, this is, if someone came to our home and wanted to play a game, I would almost consider this what is referred to as a gateway game. And so, you know, it's when people are trying to get into new board games and what they're like, rather than, you know, your traditional classics like Monopoly or Candyland or something like
but
that.
But I'll also say, I mean, you call it a gateway game, but I felt the fire of competitiveness burning in my soul. I wanted to take you down.
You wanted to lay waste to my cities.
Right. So I want to play again so I can kill you.
Well, and I liked that part of the game as well. Like being able to destroy your opponents, but also your own cities. Because that's how I won in the end of the game. I'm like, oh, I could just lay waste to a couple of my own cities and then go over here and destroy this city rather than claiming them. And just so there's multiple strategies you can use to be able to win. So it'll be fun to.
Well, and the whole purpose of the game is to gain gold.
Yes.
And you win when you earn 50 gold.
Yeah. When the round ends and someone has 50 gold, the game ends. So on the box, it says that the game can take about 40 to 60 minutes, but I think our game was probably only like a half an hour.
Yeah. As two players.
As two players, it only took us about a half an hour. But
I wasn't much competition.
That's not true. You weren't that far behind. But I think it'd be just really crazy to have four people, and it's a 2-4 person game. They say ages 13 plus on it, but that's I think a younger audience could probably get. We thought our 9-year-old might be able
could probably get it with some help
understand it. But so our overall impressions are. Two big thumbs up.
Would you say you weren't going to speak for me, and that's why you invited me on the show.
I was just about to say, would you agree?
You said we give it.
Okay, well, I give it a sweet kicks with bricks recommends.
I also give it two thumbs up.
Do you give it a sweet kicks with bricks recommends, though?
I do. Buy it. It's awesome.
Buy it. This needs to be added to your collection.
This is one that on a date night, I'd say, let's play with Dragoon.
Ooh.
Or if we have friends over, I'd say, let's play Dragoon.
Let's play Dragoon.
So that's a win-win game.
And it's just so much cooler to say Dragoon than Dragon.
Plus, you can play with gold while you earn gold.
That's right. So let's do that. We're going to invite friends over. We're going to play Dragoon.
Yes.
So that's it for our Sweet Kicks quick reviews. It was lots of fun to have you on the show, honey. I appreciate you coming on and joining this wonderful new thing of reviewing with two people.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you, Lay Waste Games.
Thank you, Lay Waste Games. Everyone, check them out. Of course, there will be links in the show notes that you can go check out their website. You could also use the Amazon affiliate link to check out things as well. Board games, if you're ever in need to help support Sweet Kicks with Bricks. Thanks, guys. We appreciate you listening. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.